Matt, 21 years ago.
Yeah, 1996.
Man, you've been around for a minute. You've seen a lot of changes, you know what I'm saying, in the industry as far as like technology,
Yes.
just the whole transition from like, cassette tapes, to mix CDs, to now you're talking about MP3s, digital downloads. I mean, man, did you ever think like people would be listening to your shit like on their phones?
And yeah, it's crazy because yeah, like you said, I came up in the cassette era, but I'm also an old soul. My mama is a music collector too, so we had vinyl and eight
Oh,
tracks in the house. And you
eight
know,
tracks.
yeah, then we came to the CD era. You know, when CDs first came out, they was like $20 a piece. Came in these huge cases, like suitcases, you know. And then you know, it graduated on to what's going on now. Now, I never thought you'd be listening to music and like watching TV on your phones and stuff like that. But I did around the early to mid 2000s, I did see the change going like digital.
So let me ask you this. I mean, what were some of the things you had to do to adapt? Because there was a lot of artists, that were just not able to adapt, to the change and then technology. A lot of people fear technology.
Well, honestly, I've been blessed. Like I always been like a tech, like a geeky nerd type. You know what I'm saying? I went to magnet school, so I was on computers and dealing with computers, man, since I was like 8, 9, 10 years old before they became the end thing. So I always was into
So you were
technologies.
ready.
Yeah, I was ready. So when it happened, it was easy. It was very easy for me to adapt. Like you say, yeah, some people can't adapt, but it was very easy for me to adapt. And with the way I think and numbers and how I do things, it made it easy. It actually makes it easier for me to maneuver with computers and technology because I'm a strategist. So it actually makes it easier because you're just pushing buttons and clicking.